And here it only went one amr out of the shul, you'd be potter. So the Mormai Kamashman, what's the Chiddush here? Ho Kamashmalun, Rishuyit Mistarfus. You can starf one Rishus Rabbim with another Rishus Rabbim. Udullah Yamrina Kluta Kamushuncha. And we don't say when the Chayfus went through the shul, through the Rishus Yachid, it's considered like it landed in the shul, because then you'd be chayyid no matter what. Even if it didn't go down Lamas Rishus Rabbim, but you threw from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid, you'd be chayyid. So Kamashman, we don't say that, Svora. Kozman is traveling through the air, it did not land Rishus Yachid. There's no Maisa Hoitzur. It went through into next Rishus Rabin. It's only called you were Mavir Dalad Amis Rishus Rabin. See if you could count four Amis, Yechayiv. If not, you put it. Rashi Pokal Yav Amis Potter, the Mishum Hoitzur, Le Mechayiv, Le Amin Eklut Kemishun Chodam. Rishu Yitz HaShavis. Mitztarfris, Rishus Rabin Zu, Rishus Rabin Zu. Would like to have Yosef, Yom HaPerek HaMoitzi Yayin, Af Behelen Echod, Rishus Echod Chayiv, Le Shter Rishu Yitz Potter. We had the Bias before said no. If you carry out the two different Rishuyas and not in Starif, you'd be Potter. So according to Bias, here also you'd be Potter. The Yad Kamash Mlon, the Layer Min Kluta Kamushincha. You also have a Raya, we hold, we paskin, you do not say the Svara Kluta when it's traveling through the air of Rishus Yachid, it's Kamushincha as if it landed in Rishus Yachid. We don't say that Svara.
Why didn't the Gemara bring this Shakma the Tari before when it brought Makura with Rebbe? There we weren't concerned
with it. It's not Dalad Amos, just Rabban. We didn't mention Dalad Amos there. He was saying another Kiddush. So that's Agav, but the Ike Kiddush is that Mitzvah. Agav, it says this Kiddush. It's telling you Kiddush that Mitzvah, that Rishuyah. It says both Kiddush together. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Omar Rav Abba. Omar Rav Huna. Omar Rav. Hamavir Dalad Amos Mishus Rabban Mekoro. If somebody walks with something in the Rishus Rabban that has a roof over it, it has a Makur, you have a roof and awning over the Rishus Rabin. And you walk under the awning, Dalad Amis, Ishino Potter. Midiraisi a Potter. Even though you're in the Rishus Rabin and you're carrying Dalad Amis, but since it has a Makur, a roof, that's not called Rishus Rabin Midiraisa. Why? Lefishena Doima Ladigle Midbur. It's not Doima to the Golem in the Midbur. When the Kayasaw traveled in the Midbur, they did not have anything covering over the heads. It was not Mechusid Rishus Rabin, so Rishus Rabin has to be open on top. But if you have Rishus Rabin, even though it's wide enough, and enough people go through it, unless you're through Wilshire, but you put a kisa, you put a covering through Wilshire, you'll be potter midiraisa. Trashim Mekorim Mechusa. Because in a digle midbar, means in the midbar, when the Yidin traveled, the Rishus Rabin was open, there was no covering on top. Fredigmor, Eini, it's not true. I'll bring you a case that in the midbar, it was also covered on top. There was a case where the Rishus Rabin was covered. For Agolois, the Agolois, the wagons themselves, that they carried the Mishkan on in the Midbar, the Makuras heaven, the Agolois themselves were like covered up. It had a covering on top of the Agol, on top of the wagon. The Yama Rav, Rav said, Mishum Rebichia, Agolois, you should know the wagons themselves. Now Tachteim, underneath the wagon, if somebody throws something and lands underneath the wagon, Ubeneim, in between one wagon and the other wagon, Vitzidayim, and the Tzadim of the wagons, is a Rishus Rabin. It's considered a Rishus Rabin. Like we had before, the wagons went, there were four wagons they had. They had two going like this, and two here. So you had four. One here, or two on the side, and then in front of it two. So they used to travel Kaseda like this. So now Rav says, in between the two wagons, here is a Rishus Rabin. Underneath the wagon is called Rishus Rabin. And today it means they used to have the wheels. So between the wheel and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabin. It's all this Mekaymis, we'll see later, that how do you know Rishus Rabin has to be 16 Amis? The wagons were like this. The wagon itself was 5 Amis, and in between was 5 Amis, and the next wagon was 5 Amis. And on the sides, they had about a little bit to move, so it was another Amma. That's how we know Rishus Rabin has to be 16 Amis. Because in the Midbar, the way they traveled, they used to travel with a span of 16 Amis. So one wagon was 5 Amis across, there was a space 5 Amis, and the next wagon 5 Amis, that's 15 Amis, and a half an Amma on each side makes 16 Amis. So Rav says, no matter where you throw something, whether it goes under the wagon, it goes on the side of the wagon, in between the wagons, it's Al-Chayim, it's called the Wenen Tzrishus Rabin. Now when asked the Kasha, the wagon itself was covered. So why, if you throw under the wagon Ayichayiv, the wagon itself had that covering? What was the covering? The Kroshim themselves. The boards of the Mishkan used to lie on the wagon. So couldn't say the whole wagon was full of boards. So if you go underneath the boards, it's like underneath a Makaira. You're underneath a roof. So how could Rav say Yechayiv? Why is it called Rishus Rabim? That's the question. The other Rosh Mechiyim. I got Tachtein, but the name is the same Rishus Rabim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, V'agolois the Mishkan, the Mekura Soyu. Why were they covered? Bikroshim, with the beams of the Mishkan himself. They used to carry the Mishkan, the boards, went along the wagons. Hazdurim Aleim, Rochvon Lo'erach HaGolah. The width of the Kroshim was along the Orech HaGolah. That means, let's say this here is a wagon going this way. It used to put the beams across this way. So it's the Rochev, the width of the beams, went along the Orech of the HaGolah. So you had a long, the Kroshim were 10 Amos. If they were 10 Amos, we're saying now the wagon itself is 5 Amos. So if it was 10 Amos, that means you had 2.5 Amos sticking out here of a Kerish, and you had 2.5 Amos sticking out here in a Kerish. Now Kumta says this wagon was the same thing. The wagon was like this, and the Kroshim were going across it. The Kroshim were 10 Amos. If it's 10 Amos, that means you have 5 in the center, and you have 2.5 sticking out. Kumta says there's 2.5 sticking out here, and 2.5 sticking out here. So really, even in between the wagons, to say that the Kroshim was sticking out, it was always considered Makura. And Befrat, the wagon itself was also covered up with boards. That have been a risk to say that you put one carriage here right next to it. So you had a whole line of boards. So Bezoi was almost like a roof. So how could Rav say you throw underneath it Yechai Rishus Rabin? We're saying now Rishus Rabin has a kira, has a roof. You potter, it's not called Rishus Rabin. So Drashi, the Kroshim has Durim Aleim, Rochvon L'Orech Hagola, the Orkon L'Rochvon Al Roshe Dafnosir, the Orech, the length of the Kroshim was along the width of the Agolis. Because Savkotaitach HaPnei Kol Orech HaGolah Soyim Esduras. That means it was the wagon along the whole length of the wagon, Kesedia, they put beams, one right next to another. So Abizai, the whole wagon was covered up with Kroshim. And Rav says, Ubinayim, that means Bein HaGolah LeHaGolah, between one wagon and another wagon, this in between, is called Rishus Rabin. The AFP, Shiroshi Yakroshim Yoitzim Lakan Lakan, the Roshim come out, the Mamish meets right in the middle. Lekan lekan, shtei yamos umachtu lechoruach. It sticks out here 2.5 amis, and from this one it sticks out 2.5 amis. For Roshim akroshim shall go lezu, magi and Roshim akroshim shall zu. So it says both beings Mamish come and meet right in the middle. Shebetzido, shereichomish amis hoyo bein agol lagola. Between one wagon and another wagon was 5 amis. Could lekamon, like the Gemara later is going to say. And the wagon itself was wide 5 amos. How do you have that? Means mamish the place where the ikka wagon was only 2.5 amos wide. Then ubein hadafanas befanin, between the walls of the wagon and the wheels, the uve yafanim and the thickness of the wheels, shtay amos amachza was another 2.5 amos. So together the wagon is considered 5 amos wide. Now, v'yud amos orech hakerish. The kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan, were 10 amos long. Ugeshorkoi nosan adoif ni'agolo. When you put the length of the beams across the width of the agolo, the rochba nimtzer beiz amos umachtzer bolten mikol tzad. You have 2.5 amos sticking out here, and 2.5 amos sticking out here. Mikol tzad. V'nimtzer revach shebein beiz agolos mekura. Mamish in the space in between these two wagons has a roof over it. Since the Kroshim are sticking out here 2.5 amis, and here 2.5 amis, the whole in between is Makura. Rosh HaKroshim. And still Rav said it's called Rishus Rabim. Right, the Rav says, V'tideyim, that means Revach Shebein Doifin Agola Le'oifin. The space between the wheel and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabim. We'll be a fanim. So Rosh Shver Rav, how could Rav say that underneath the wagons and in between the wagons is Rishus Rabin, I it's Makura, and we're saying now that if you have Rishus Rabin that has a covering on top of it, your potter is not a Rishus Rabin. And for the Gemara, Ki Koma Rav Bidrosa. When did Rav say that's called Rishus Rabin? Bidrosa means the space in between the boards. Notice, when the Havamina was, it goes to say the one board after another. The Torah says now there's a space in between. We don't have one board right next to another. So it's like one board sticks out here, and then a little later another board sticks out. So in between the boards, that's not Makura. That has no roof. So the space in between the boards, that's what's called Rishus Rabin. So Drashi, Kikom Rab Tachtem Shus Rabim Bidrosa. Means Berevach Shebein Shuris Hasidur Shoyusoide Kerish Al Kerish. They used to pile up one board on top of another board, go up this way. Say the record of Manicha Revach. They used to leave a little space in between. But say the Seder Acher Manicha Revach. So in between the spaces, that's how you have the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Whereas this was the Wigan, so you had one beam here, then an Amma wide, and then you had another beam later. So this Amma wide, Keseda had no roof. So where this Amma of space, that has the Shem Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In that place, there's no roof, that's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What? Doesn't, why? Oh, we'll soon see. For the Gemara Michti, how much space, the question, how much space there was in between. We'll see how much space there was. What? Yeah, it depends how much, if it's less than three tefachim, right, you say love. So we'll soon know how much space there was. For the Gemara Michti, Orko diagola kam hevi chomish. How long was the agola? It was 5 amas long. Obezoi pusya the kerish kam hevi amtopalga. What was the width of each one of the kroshim? An amran here. Of a zoi kama moisiv. So how many boards can you lay flat along this wagon? If you only have a space here, it's 5 amas long, and you're putting the boards across. So the width of each board is an amr and a half. So you can't put more than 3, because an amr and a half times 3 is 4.5. Of a zoi, how many you have there? Kama moisiv tlasa. You have to put 3 boards across. So that takes up the space of 4.5 amis. Poshale palga the yamta. All you have space in between is the half of an amma. So kishadale mar b'nei b'nei, you don't put it in one, you put like one beam here, a little space in between, then another beam, then another little space, then another beam. For the Gemara Yokasha, b'zoi, a kalabadami. Obazoi, the spaces in between is amish less than 3 tvachim. The whole thing you have is 1 amma. That's 6 tvachim. You're dividing 6 tvachim in 2 spaces. That's mamish 3 tvachim only. So b'zoi, it's mamish loved. So it's vaitikim akurudami. So tomorrow, misavrit kroshim apusiyayu hevi manachlu. Who said the kroshim was flat on its width? Achudin manachlu. It was on the chudin, means on the pointy part. Whereas the kroshim was like this. The kerish, the width here was an amr and a half, this side, and this way kerish was only 1 amr. So the habamina was they put it like this. So it took up an amr and a half on the wagon. The Teretz says, no, they put the beams like this. So mainly each beam only took up 1 amr space on the wagon. Because each beam, the chudom, was only 1 amr. It's the kroshim itself were 10 amr high, 1.5 across, and 1 amr deep. So they put it on the agola, was like this, they put it across. So b'zayi fret gemara. Soif. Misavrit kroshim apusiyayu hevi manach on the 1.5 side of it, achud manachlu. On the other side, it only has 1 amr. For the more soif. Sumcha de kerish kam hevi yamta. What do you call it in English? What's that third side called? The breath. The breath of it is only 1 amr. The kerish kam hevi yamta. Of a zoi kam hevi moisif. If it only takes up 1 amr, now you had 5 amrs long. So how many would you put there? Mestom, you'd put 4. Is Moisav Arba? Mestom, you put 4. So you have put 4 amas. So you have 1 amas space. So Vaita, you can divide up this 1 amas space in between 3 spaces. Is Vaita, posh, loyamta. You only have 1 amas left over. Kishadil lamar beneo benei kalavadami. You put this 1 amas and divide it up into 3 spaces, there'll be 2 tfakim in between. So Vaita's kalavadami. So Vaita can be called kamakuradami. So Vaita shver. What do we gain by putting the kroshim on the breast of it? Still, now you put more boards, you put 4 across. So Vaita, you won't have that a place that's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim without a kor on it. So tomorrow, Honi Cholaman Diyom Kroshim Milmaton Uven Amo Milmalen Kolin Vahochin Ad Ketzpa Shapir. It's a Machlekes number base. We'll see the Kroshim themselves. We said was like this. It was an Amo the breast, and it went straight up. There's one man the Yomer hold when the Kroshim came up, even though on the bottom was this way, on top here, if Mamish came to a point like this. The Kroshim on top came up to a point like this. On top here, it wasn't anymore an Amma wide on top. And Mamish came to a point. It was Hochen, Mamish Ad Kolin to a point. That's the way the Kroshim came on top. So if you learn it came on top, so if you put it like this, mamish, this part narrows down here, that this part here is mamish only a mashu. So this one, away from the next one, is more than an amr away. That's more than love it away. So mainly have Rishus Rabbim underneath it. So the marahoni cholamandi yama, again, on the bottom, the kerish taka was like a brick, was a 1.5 by 1 by 1.5 by 1. But mamala, when it came to the top of the kerish, kolin vohim, and mamish came together, came slanty upwards, kolin vohim, at kietzpa, mamish came to shiv an etzpa. Then it chopped it, then it's very good. Because when you lie the beam this way, what's sticking out here is mamish only one etzpa. So you have an etzpa here, then you have mamish more than an amr in between. So you have more than love it. So that's why in between that space will be Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. No, because the middle of the beam, it was an amr. Just the end of it was ketzpa. Not the... So you only have 5 amas there, so you can't push 5 beams there. They're too close. You can't. You have to have some space in between. In between one beam and another, you have to have some space. So you can't put 5. It's too close to ruin the boards. You need some space. So you have a little bit in between. But even though in between, mamish, it's lovud, but I call upon him what's sticking out. The end of it is only ketzpa. So from one etzpa to the next etzpa is more than an amr away. Then it's good why it's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. So Drashi. So Hanicha Drashi in the middle. Hanicha Hodiyam Richer Revach Hazir Rishus Rabbim. You want to say the space in between is called the Rabbim Evein Lamandiyama Shuvei Hakroshim. The thickness of the crush and the beams Kol Avoylech Ad Ketzpa. When it got to the top of the beam, it was mamish slanted in only the thickness of an etzpa. Ezekiel Meima Diker Ravcha Tvei Bein Dal Storim. In between the Dal Storim, you have much more than an amr in between, because it's color ketzpa, so one etzpa to the next amma is more than love. Then you'll have a hekatim, say how you'll have the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in between. For at the Gemara, Elo Laman de Yomo. Kesheim Shelamatin Uvin Amma. One man says, no, the Kroshim of the Mishkan, just like on the bottom part of the Kerish, it was a full amma by an amma and a half. Kach Mamala, who was in on top of the Kerish, was also Uvin Amma. The top was the same thing like the bottom, was like a square. And that exact square was one amma by 1.5 amma. When you put the kroshim along, true, you only have 4 kroshim, but in between is less than gimel tfachim, so say love it. So how do you have a space underneath or in between the wagons to give it a shem which is a rabbin? It's all considered makura. It all has a roof going across. Talking about that the kroshim had rings sticking out of them. They have the picture on the side here what a kerish looked like. It doesn't have the rings here. The tabas here, like in between the kerish and tabas. The kerish itself was like this. They used to have the boards, they used to have like a ring sticking out over here. A ring sticking out, and one board to another board. And they used to have another wood going through it to hold the crushim in place. As though you had a straight beam, like 10 amas high, what made this thing fall in, this one fall this way, they would have fallen back and forth. So each kerish had 2 like rings sticking out here, one here, one here, and then you had a beam going straight across it, right? That's right, when you had a beam going straight across, holding the whole wall in. Come to sight, you couldn't put one beam next to another beam because the tabas was sticking out. So if you want to put 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, you can't put them very close to another because in between one beam, you have to leave mukum for this ring. So how did they do it? The kisser did it like this. They took 2 boards, they put them together like this. In other words, the rings was on this side sticking out this way, and the rings this side sticking out this side. And the backs of the 2 boards, they put together. They put 2 like this, and then 2 like this up here. So in between the middle, you had more than an amr in between. That's how you had your opening. Not called Makura. See Rashi? Rav Kana biat boy. So Rashi, Omer Rav Kana bat boy. Berevach shebein tzidei hakroshim shatabas kavuaspem. They had rings hold into the kroshim. Koma or rav devu rishus rabim. In between that space is called rishus rabim. Koima iyev shalasad debo abas dorim kadekarmid. You can't put mamish 4 beams where you wanted, one here, a little space, another one, a little space, another one. the fisha tabas kavuy in the krushim, because you have these rings sticking out from the krushim. Kedachsiv v'yastabosayim tases of shoyotoychev habrichim l'toychen. In between these rings, they put another round beam to go straight through it. The fishen kavoyis the krushim were 10 amas high. What held it in place in the bottom? Only the Adonim. The Adonim is only 1 amma. Is Manas. The Krushim itself should move. It should move inwards by the Fneim Oliacher. What's going to keep the wall a straight wall? Why don't the Krushim sway one way or the other way? Ela Shabrichim Mechabrim Eskulim. They had these beams going through the rings that let the whole wall stay together. That we'll see later. In between the Keresh, in the middle of the Keresh, there was also a hole drilled through the Keresh. And that was a net. That one Tichon, one long strick of wood, went through the whole Mishkan like this. Even though the Mishkan itself was 3 walls, it was a net. So when it got to the end, it bent over the wood, went through, bent over, and came back again. That was a net. That the middle Briach went through all 3 walls. Now, Yosin Tabas Kufa, so he was sticking out straight. They weren't lying down. It was very wide. You can't put mamish 2 beams one next to another. The Fikach, how they do? They put 2 beams mamish right next to another. At the beginning of the wagon. So you took up the first 2 amas of the wagon, here you took up. So point the Tzara Tabas, Shochitzoin Lechutz. Now the beam sticking out, the wagon had its tabas sticking outwards. So the beam facing inward, true, had its tabas sticking inside. Between these 2 beams, they didn't have to leave any space at all. The same thing on the end, the other side of the agola. They put another 2 beams on the other side of the agola. Come the size in between, you had 1 arm of space. You had 1 arm of revach. So that 1 arm you don't say loved, that 1 arm is called Rishus Ravim. That's why you have the Echdimsa. So the Gemara at the boy Hechimanathlu, where did they put the rings? Agaba the Agola. On the back of the Agola. For at the Gemara, Agola Gufa Mikura Hevi. True, you have to take a Timsa now that 2 beams and 2 beams. So the middle of the Agola itself was had a space of an armor in between. Therefore, in between this armor is called Rishus Rabin. The agol itself, how do you make up a wagon? The wagon itself, Lukhur, we said before, was 2.5 amas wide, and then on the side it came out another 2.5 amas, the wagon, the wheels, and the side, the thickness of the wheels. The koponim, the wagon itself was 2.5 amas thick. So Lukhur, the wagon itself was the Makurim. How do you have a wagon? Usually a wagon is, you have a piece of board on the wagon itself to make the foundation of the wagon. And on top of this, they put the krushim across. So true, the middle armor did not have krushim going across it. But Shreti Gemara, the Chul, the Agola itself had its own foundation, own floor. What about the floor of the wagon itself? Why isn't that called Makurim? Is how could Rav say you throw underneath the wagon? It's called Rishus Rabim. Underneath the wagon, there's no place. Hey, the wagon had its own floor, Shreti Gemara. For the Marhechi Manachlu, Agaba the Agola, where did you put the beams? On the floor of the wagon. Abazay Agola Gufa Makura Hevi. So let the floor of the wagon itself give it a shame of Kaira. So how could you be chayif underneath the wagon? And the Gemara, Mashmuel, the Yesedis, Enachnami.